This is Stephanie Pyszynski with Underscore on WFSQ. This week, my guests are CEO of the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra, Mandy Stringer, and conductor Robert Moody. We will be discussing the TSO's upcoming concert celebrating its 45th season called Voice of Nature. The concert will feature famed soprano Renee Fleming and video by National Geographic. Let's welcome my guests. First up, we have Mandy Stringer, CEO of the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
And then we have our guest conductor, Robert Moody. Welcome.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
So we're going to be talking about the upcoming Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra concert celebrating its 45th season and featuring the acclaimed soprano Renee Fleming. Mandy, can you provide the general details of when and where this performance is?
Yes, I'm really happy to have Miss Fleming back in Tallahassee. It's been 10 years since she was here before. The concert will be happening on Saturday, the 17th of January at 7:30 at Ruby Diamond Concert Hall.
Excellent. So how did the orchestra decide to do this particular concert for their 45th season celebration?
Well, we knew we wanted to make a big splash, and there's no bigger splash than Renee Fleming. So that's how we landed on that. And we did talk about trying to look at different artists since she has been in Tallahassee before. And this program that she's doing that Bob will talk more about is just so different from what she presented when she was here before that we thought this would be a great seller.
Wonderful. So the concert is called Voice of Nature. It's inspired by Fleming's award-winning album, Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. And it will be a really unique experience. We'll hear some folk music, film music, all sorts of classical music from all time periods, and so much more. Robert, you've collaborated with Renee Fleming frequently, including this program, correct?
I have. In fact, first of all, I want to say it's great to be coming to Tallahassee. I've conducted a number of orchestras in the state of Florida, but this is my first time with the Tallahassee Symphony, so I'm very excited about that. And Renee and I have worked together for, oh gosh, over 15 years now. And back during COVID, she was, you know, kind of looking for something to do, like all of us. And she ended up coming up with an idea with the great conductor Yannick Neget-Séguin. He's the music director of both the Metropolitan Opera and the Philadelphia Orchestra. He's also a great pianist. And they came up with this idea to put together a song cycle connected to nature. And they called it, like you said, Voice of Nature. They've made a CD and it won a Grammy. And she was speaking with people after that, and someone connected her to National Geographic. And National Geographic said, you know, we could create a video. And, you know, like, think about the National Geographic videos you see on television, et cetera. They're so incredibly well done, these amazing images of all sorts of nature. And they offered to put together a video with her to turn this into not a collection of songs, but really one piece. So when we do the first half, it's really is one presentation that goes for about 35 minutes. Where I come into this is that after they had done it all with piano, she wanted to have it orchestrated for full orchestra, and I got to conduct the premiere with her in Scottsdale, Arizona about 4 years ago. And we've had such an amazing time doing this piece literally all over the world. We were in Hong Kong this past fall, in Toronto this past fall, several places in America. The piece, as you kind of mentioned, it has everything and the kitchen sink in it. If you're a person who likes a wide variety of styles of music, you're going to be so happy with this piece, because she sings music by Handel, music by other contemporary living composers like Nico Muhly and Kevin Putz, great South American composers like Hector Villalobos. But then there's also a Hazel Dickinson, almost like a folk piece in it. There's a piece by Bjork, of all people, and it's so beautiful. And she actually ends the work with What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love, Burt Bacharach. So you see what I mean by a crazy array of music, but it all comes together so beautifully in letting people who are seeing and listening and watching really appreciate this unbelievable miracle we have, which is planet Earth, and also understand our responsibility in taking the best care of it we can.
Wonderful. And you mentioned that we have some arrangements, because a lot of these pieces were originally for voice and piano or other ensemble. So how are the arrangements done? Is it like really seamless?
Yeah, it's a bit of both directions, interestingly, because when she did it with piano, they did do some works that were originally written for full orchestra, and they had reduced it down to piano. And then on other works, vice versa, moved it the other direction. The orchestrations are phenomenal. I should have mentioned also, there's a tune from Lord of the Rings. Renee Fleming is the living Pavarotti. She is without doubt the most famous opera singer alive. She's a Kennedy Center honoree. She sang at the Super Bowl. She sang the national anthem of the Super Bowl a number of years ago. And every part of her career has been to explore different types of music. So when you hear these works, whether they were arranged specifically for this or using the original orchestration, they're just so cool. And by the way, that's only the first half. It becomes a very different and in some ways sort of more fun, more Americana concert in the second half.
Fantastic. So there's a lot of pieces, so we're obviously not going to talk about all of them, but we can talk about a handful of the selections from the program. One of my new favorites, because I was not really familiar with it before prepping for this interview, is Bailero by Joseph Cantaloube. And it is just really lovely. I know it's got both a piano and orchestral version, so I'm really excited to hear this one.
Yeah, that piece of Bailero is... Cantaloube wrote several works for voice, originally in piano and then voice and orchestra, called Songs of the Auvergne, a region in France. And the language is French, but it's a very specific dialect of French. And it is one of the most stunningly beautiful moments in the first half. And I can't wait for people to hear the Bailero and then see what's happening on the video above it. It's unbelievably powerful.
Excellent. And so two other pieces I wanted to mention are pretty nostalgic for me. You already mentioned the Lord of the Rings, Twilight and Shadows from The Return of the King. And this was probably my very first exposure to Renee Fleming back in high school. So that's really exciting. And then also her rendition of Puccini's O Mio Bambino Caro, which is probably my favorite version of that piece. So really excited about those two.
I have said to people, I've actually said to audiences before, to hear Renee sing O Mio Bambino Caro is to hear Van Cliburn play Tchaikovsky piano concerto, is to hear Yo-Yo Ma play Dvorak cello concerto. I mean, she owns this piece, and it has some sort of famous high notes that it's up to the soprano to choose really how long to sustain. And I think she might have a Guinness World Record, especially on the final one, of how long she sustains the note. And it just, I've conducted this with her, I can't tell you how many times now, and it still makes, you know, the hair stand on end on my arms. It's a goosebump inducing moment. That will be a big part of the second half of the concert, her famous Bambino Caro from Gianni Schicchi of Puccini. She'll also do three Handel arias in the very opening of the second half by Handel. I'm sure everyone is familiar, but if not, you know, the guy who wrote Messiah and these gorgeous, gorgeous arias of Handel. And from then on, most of the rest of the concert becomes what Renee said to me in a text the other day. She said, I think this is the kickoff of me making a contribution to celebrating America's 250th birthday. So here we are at the very beginning of 2026, and this will be the first time she's made a focus towards that. Orchestra is going to play one of my favorite orchestral works by Morton Gould called American Salute. It's a take on When Johnny Comes Marching Home, the tune that was really ubiquitous in the American Civil War. Right after that, she'll sing a couple of pieces, and one of my favorite is a work by John Kander called A Letter from Sullivan Ballou. Sullivan Ballou was a Union soldier in the Civil War, and on the night before the first battle of Bull Run, he wrote a letter to his wife, and the letter basically said, in case I don't survive the battle, I want you to know these things. And he pours out love for her and for their two children. He did not survive the battle. And if anyone's seen the Ken Burns Civil War documentary, this is one of the most poignant moments in this documentary when the letter is read, set to the Ashiken Farewell folk tune on the violin. In this case, John Kander, who wrote Chicago and Cabaret, by the way, He wrote this piece that is the most stunningly beautiful work. There won't be a dry eye in the house when she finishes this piece. It makes you so proud of, this country we live in and the ideals that he writes so beautifully in that moment. So you mentioned some of your favorites. That one is always a standout for me.
Wonderful. Are there any others that you really particularly enjoy that you wanted to mention?
Well, she'll do a few things as encore, so I'd encourage people to keep clapping. I don't think there's going to be a problem with that, but she has a few really wonderful moments for encores at the very end, and she does get the audience to help out and sing along a bit during those moments. And she, I would say, in the classical world, her O mio bambino caro Puccini is probably the most famous thing from the opera world. From the Broadway world, she is incredibly well known for her rendition of I Could Have Danced All Night from My Fair Lady. And again, audience gets to sing along for part of that as she kind of, goes for the high note at the end.
Fantastic. So we talked about some of the music. We can leave some of that as a surprise for the audience. And you mentioned the visual component by National Geographic. Can you tell me a little bit more, maybe what that will be like?
Anthropocene, when we first started this, is a work that I actually had to look up, but it's the era, anthropologically, it's the era in which we are living, the era of human beings. And, not to jump deep into any debate, but it's very clear that human beings have an effect on the planet. We have an effect on nature, and we have a great responsibility to, protect it. I think it's really a God-sent responsibility to protect this incredible planet that we have. Most of the images are beautiful images of birds in the air or, polar bears or whales, everything from the Arctic to mountains to desert. You get sort of the full array to rainforest, of course, full array of just the beauty and power of nature. And then also there are some images showing where humans have affected the planet and, maybe not always for the most beautiful, and giving us a chance to just recognize that and let music help spur us on to maybe even a more sense of responsibility. I constantly think it's just the greatest miracle of all is that this planet even exists and that we humans, as far as we can know, we're the only ones around for billions of light years. So we best take very good care of it. And the imagery of National Geographic just does that so perfectly.
Excellent. Is there anything else about this concert that either of you wanted to mention or that maybe we haven't touched on yet?
We just want to make sure everyone knows that it's happening and how fantastic it's going to be. And the visuals are just going to be so stunning. The screen that they're played on is gigantic and it'll be installed in Ruby Diamond behind the orchestra. And it's just going to be a really festive evening and a great way to salute the Tallahassee Symphony's 45 years in existence.
Anything from you, Robert?
Well, every time I get to conduct Renee Fleming, I just pinch myself. Sometimes I've said to my friends, if I end up retiring and my retirement gig is that I get to wave my arms for Renee Fleming, I'll be the happiest guy in the world. We get along. I'm really proud to call her friend, and I enjoy that music making with her and with someone at that level is the kind of thing that musicians really dream of in your life, being able to happen. As Mandy said, this is a concert not to miss. This is a true, true superstar coming to Tallahassee.
Definitely. And it sounds like it'll be quite the experience for the audience.
Absolutely.
Well, Mandy Stringer and Robert Moody, thank you so much again for joining me today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephanie.
A big thank you again to Mandy Stringer and Robert Moody for speaking with me about the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra's upcoming concert, Voice of Nature, celebrating 45 seasons and featuring soprano Renee Fleming. The performance is January 17th at 7:30 p.m. in Ruby Diamond Concert Hall. Tickets and information can be found at tallahasseesymphony.org.